The Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh one day in Dublin met this young lady walking along Raglan Road, and he fell in love with her and he wrote poems for her. But I don't think his love came to anything. Here is a wonderful recording by Fair Isle Folk of Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave the snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger ran I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawn of the day. On Raglan Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine, where can be seen the world a passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making play. Oh, I love too much, and by such is I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the sign, known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word hint, I did not stint, I gave her a poem to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May, on a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now, away from me so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I had loved, not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel moves the clayed loose his wings at the dawn of day.
The River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles, believe it or not. Oh, yes, I can remember that from my geography lessons at school. Well, I think I can remember it. Maybe I wasn't quite right, but I think so anyway. And Trudy Lawler here is telling us all about the River Shannon, or the Shannon River. Now, the River Shannon starts up in County Cavan and goes all the way down through wonderful scenery till it empties into the sea at Limerick. Beautiful river. There's some wonderful scenery on it. And here, Trudy Lawlor herself is going to tell us she's going to get home, if please God, to the River Shannon.
I'll be home, Shannon River, to your side one day. I have sung my songs across the world, and now I've come to stray through the summer. Fine day. The sky at night is there to light the beauty of your smile. Oh,
I featured the group Barleycorn quite a lot on the programme of late, and I'm going to give you another track of theirs. Not only are you going to get Barleycorn, but you're going to get them singing one of my favourite songs. Not an Irish song, but Barleycorn are Irish, so there's the connection. And they're telling us all about the lovely Rose of Allendale. Allendale, as I've told you before, is situated somewhere in the northeast of England. Here's Barleycorn.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her island home and wandered forth with me, all flowers deck the mountainside, and fragrance fill the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale. By far the sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Where'er I wandered, to the east or to the west, and faith began to lower, consoling still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. Tempest wrecked my lonely boat and rent her quivering sail. One maiden form which stood the storm was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale. The storm was the Rose of Allendale. And when my feeble lips were parched on Africa's burning sands, she whispered words of happiness and tales of foreign lands. My life had been a wilderness, unblessed by fortune's gain. Had fate not linked my love to her, sweet Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale.
Thank you.
a wonderful instrumental version by Irish Moods of the song Teddy O'Neill. On last week's programme, I played the Johnstones. Remember, I was talking about the way I love the way they do their harmony. Lovely. Well, I'm giving you another track from that Johnstones album. It's called The Whistling Thief.
It's Pat come over the hill, he's calling fair to see, a whistling low but sure, his signal sure to be. Ah, Mary, listen now, there is somebody whistling sure, ah, mother, 'tis only the wind that's whistling through the door.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la, day, with me, fa-la-la-la-la,
I've lived a long time, Mary, in this old world, me dear, but the wind to whistle like that, me girl, I never yet did hear. Ah, mother, you know the fiddle that hangs close beside the chink. The wind upon the strings is playing the tune, I think.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la.
Dogs are barking now, the fiddle does play the tune, but mother, you know they say that dogs can see the moon. Ah, but how can he see the moon, me girl, when he is old and blind? Blind dogs don't bark at the moon, me girl, nor fiddles don't play with the wind.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la,
and now I hear a pig, Mary, uneasy in his mind. But mother, you know they say that pigs can see the wind. Ah, that's all very well, be day, me girl, but then you may remark that pigs know more than we can see anything in the dark.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la.
Ah, stop your fooling now, I know very well 'tis Pat. Go home, you whistling thief, and get away out of that. And girl, get back into bed, and don't play upon me your jeers. For though I've lost me sight, me girl, I haven't yet lost me ears.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
So lads, when courting go, and for your sweethearts wait, take care not to whistle too loud, in case the old woman might wake. For all the days of me youth, forget them I never can.
I come to know the differ between a fiddle, a dog, and a man. With me, fa-la-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, right, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
And there she was, trying to fool the poor old blind granny, a pig. I know the difference between a pig and a dog and a man. That's very good. The Johnstones there. I want to play for you now my favourite Dubliners track. They're joined here by the Scottish comedian Billy Connolly. This is a wonderful track that I've played on the programme quite often, but I love it. So do you mind if we play it again? It's a sort of an anti-war song. And Billy Connolly's lying in hospital, and the song tells the story. And it's entitled, I'm Asking You, Sergeant, Where's Mine? When they signed on the dotted line to join the army, apparently the sergeant promised them computers, sunshine and skiing. And here's this man lying in a hospital bed, wounded, and he's asking the sergeant, where's mine? It has a wonderful chorus, it has a wonderful tune, and the Dubliners do a very good job on it. So here we have the Dubliners. I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine?
I'm lying in bed, I'm in room 26, thinking on things that I've done, like drinking with squaddies and bullying my boots I'm counting the medals I've won. These hospital wards, they're all drab-looking joints, but the ceiling's as much as I see. It could do with a wee touch of paper or paint, but then again, maybe that's me. Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? I've a brother in Glasgow with long curly hair. When I joined up, he said I was daft. He says shooting strangers just isn't his game. That brother of mine isn't soft. But I can put up with most things I've done in my time. I can even put up with the pain. But what do you do with a gun in your hand when you're faced with 100 odd ways? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's my name? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine?
Now, in my book, and I'm only speaking for Joe Bollard here, but I think that is the best track that the Dubliners have ever done. It's a fantastic song, and I only came across it the other day. And we'll be hearing other tracks from that recently acquired album of the Dubliners on future programmes of Sounds Irish. Did you ever think that you would hear Mitch Miller and the gang on Sounds Irish? Let me explain. Thomas Moore was a well-known Irish bard. He wrote some wonderful poems and melodies. One of his beautiful songs was The Meeting of the Waters, which sings the praises of Avoca, which is a village in the county of Wicklow where I live. But you're not going to get that one. This is a song entitled Believe Me If All Those Endearing Young Charms. Now, I've played this a long time ago on Sounds Irish. It's a song that I, as an 11-year-old boy soprano, won some sort of trophy in some sort of competition way back in the day. And I sang that particular song, and the judges were very pleased with me, and they, well, I can't even remember what they gave me now. And the school, of course, well, they were proud of me as well. So therefore, this song has a little niche of memory in my, well, in my mind. I just want to say that this is not quite as Thomas Moore wanted it performed, I think. I don't see anything wrong with it. What do you think?
Believe me.
nothing wrong with that. What do you think? I think Mr. Moore would have been very pleased with Mitch Miller and the gang, and believe me, for all those endearing young charms. Now, here's a lady with an endearing voice, Ruby Murray, singing a song that we all know so well.
The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. You so it's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I
Ruby Murray singing what I think is the most popular Irish song of all time there, Danny Boy. Well, friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it half as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. It's been great fun and I've loved every track. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Bollard saying, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.